org. Now, in the light of the tragedies that our nation has suffered recently, we ask for all hearts to remember that we are one family. We are one American family. American Tumbleweeds is the story of one such family. Author Marta Elva and her husband Michael will be back in the Hudson Valley they once called home soon to talk about her book. Like many of us, our ancestors came from other countries, some far, some near. Marta grew up on the border of Mexico, where her novel takes place. And this is not the first time Marta has faced the idea of having that border closed.
I was about 10 or 11. It was really the first time that I recall the national borders being blocked. As a child, you really can't process these things, so you're not sure what's going on. You're frightened for a lot of reasons, and then all of a sudden, when you hear that, because you're so used to that part of our country, where we were just so used to crossing that border. I mean, it was, you know, no problems at all. You just go back and forth every day, visit the relatives, come back. And so when I heard about that, I just thought, I'm never going to see my grandmother. Mm. You know, I'm never going to see my grandmother again. Because I didn't understand as a child how long they were going to close that border for. To me, it was it was going to be forever.
Right, right. So you were born in Mexico but grew up in Texas.
Correct.
And you would go back and forth across the border, like, you know, we would go to Danbury, Connecticut here in the Hudson Valley.
Exactly. That's right. I mean, yeah. I mean, there was you cross an international border. Back then, if you really just stated your citizenship, you had to have your documentation in case they asked. But overall, it was very easy to cross the border.
How did you feel as a kid? Did you feel more American or did you feel more Mexican?
Oh, more American, definitely. Writing this novel, I realized that I had never felt like an immigrant because of the fact that I was on that border. I was able to just have literally one foot in the United States and one in Mexico. And so you never felt, well, at least I never felt like an immigrant. But I always felt American in the sense that that's where my mindset was being developed. You know, the one thing that I found confusing when I was growing up was how my family always spoke about only Caucasians as being Americanos, as they call them, you know. And to this day, my mother and I have this discussion because, yes, she's correct. And, you know, my blood and genes are Mexican, but my heart and mindset are American. Therefore, my soul is Mexican-American.
Right.
And there is no way of separating that.
So you saw yourself as a young American kid growing up, but it was your grandma who was Mexican across the border.
Exactly. And, wow. You know, the interesting thing about that border is that, like Juarez, you know, El Paso and Juarez, it almost melted into one part of the country that was so different from either Mexico or the United States, in the sense that you did have both cultures influencing each other
right at
that point. And so it wasn't until I moved out of Texas and realized that it wasn't the rest of the country.
Right.
It wasn't like that.
Exactly.
And the same in Mexico. You know, I remember the first time Michael went down there and my brother asked him, have you been to Mexico? And Michael said, yeah, I went to Juarez. And my brother said, well, that's not Mexico. Because it is. They're so influenced by each other that it kind of melts
that
the cultures.
That they're an in-between world of them, of itself.
Exactly.
Marta Elva is our guest. American Tumbleweeds is her book. And we're going to jump into that. It's such an interesting topic because it's so timely right now when people talk about building a wall.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
The fact that I grew up there, the proposal of building a wall along the United States and Mexico just brought back a lot of memories. The first time I heard it, which was probably around 1999, that's when rumblings started. The first time I heard rumblings of actually building a wall. And the notion of a wall puzzles me, since Ronald Reagan traveled to Europe in 1987 and demanded that Gorbachev tear down the Berlin Wall. Now, to me, clearly Reagan must have understood the psychological and financial impact of a wall. And even before it became an election issue, immigration was always a major divisive point. It has been a divisive point in American politics.
I
understand that granted life on the border today is much different than in 1967, which is when my story takes place. But what hasn't changed are the ancestral ties that bind human beings together.
Right.
And we must remember that Mexicans who inhabit both sides of the southern border are native to parts of America. And like indigenous flora, our roots run deep because they have been planted there for centuries. I mean, of course, you can do it, but both sides of the border, in my opinion, would end up losing a lot. It would just be a great loss. And I feel that there are better ways to deal with that situation. You know, it's time for the United States and the Mexican governments to conduct a serious conversation about immigration as well as drugs. You know,
right.
They're both connected in a way. And I just feel like Mexico needs to take care of its residents and stop endangering their lives by forcing them out of their country. The United States needs to stop the import of illegal drugs and illegal immigration. We need to enforce our current rules and regulations instead of building walls that already have tunnels under them.
Marta Elva, the guest, American Tumbleweeds is the book. Tell us about the young people in this book. Is this autobiographical or purely fictional, or is it somewhere in the middle?
It's pretty much in the middle. I mean, you know, in my opinion, all writing is cathartic. It's impossible for me to write without adding elements of my life into any of my writing. Because our personal struggles, that draws out emotions that are perfect for the fodder for character building in any story. So American Tumbleweeds is fiction. However, I do draw heavily from family history and personal experience. The young people, a lot of it is from my personal experience. They are fiction in the sense that I created a lot of the world. But, you know, what happens when you're writing is you remember certain aspects of people in your life, and so you kind of infuse your characters with little bits about them. But some of the incidents are based on fact.
Gotcha.
They are based on fact.
Every chapter is a name. Can you mention some of the names for us?
Inez is the 13-year-old protagonist. There are family members. Ramon is her father. Catalina is her mother. Amalia is her abuelita, which is grandmother. And then there are other characters in Inez's world, which are Mona, who is kind of a bully girl, and then her friends. Because what I really was also trying to accomplish with this writing, with this book, was to take a look at the consequences of adult decisions on children. Basically, what I discovered is that no matter how hard parents try, there's always mistakes made. They don't even foresee them. They can't anticipate what one move is going to affect their world.
Even when they make that decision with the best of intentions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Marta Elva, the guest, American Tumbleweeds is her book. Did you experience much prejudice as a child or as an adult, for that matter?
Yes, I did. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had people ask me, you know, it's how do you feel about things not changing, you know, our society not changing? And I have to say, we've made tremendous change. I mean, we have made progress that for my mother's generation was unthinkable.
Such as?
The fact that we are allowed more opportunities. We are still minorities. We still have a lot of obstacles. However, we are also able to take the benefit of the opportunities that have been given to us by education and employment that at one time was, you could not enter into certain professions. But even to the restroom, you know, which is now what the LGBT community is dealing with.
Right.
So we continue to move forward. However, the one thing that I find is that race is really the last, it's that last frontier that we are still kind of struggling with. Even though we are binded by so much, we are still different in the sense of how we observe different aspects of culture, you know, our own culture. And we need to be proud of our own culture as well without having to step on somebody else.
American Tumbleweeds is the new novel by author Marta Elva. Meet her at the Desmond Fish Library in Garrison, Thursday, July 21st, and at Inquiring Minds in Saugerties, July 23rd.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.